You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's Love Match Day commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
7 days ago, AFC Totten took on the Devon All Whites, hoping to continue their unbeaten run. Long ball for Gwengwe. Finds Reed. Gwengwe with a chance to put it into the box. Finds Adams. Can he shoot? He can! And he scores! Jake Adams on the turn. Puts it past George Burton, who did get a touch on it, but it crawls and squirms underneath him. And George Burton will be disappointed with that, but it's AFC Tottenham 1, Welland Rovers 0. It will be a free kick here in a good position. Freddie Reed, know he has good quality, puts the ball into the box. Flukes is there, but it comes off the head of Medway. And an offside flag is given against Harry Medway. Both the centre-halves were there, and it is a great header into the goal, but it will be a free kick to Willand. Gwengui goes down heavily there. Woody Angel wins that ball, finds Griffin. Griffin with the shot from distance. Oh, what a goal! Absolutely no backlift on the shot from Sam Griffin, and he drives it into the bottom left-hand corner of the goal from absolutely nothing. AFC Tottenham double their lead. It's AFC Tottenham 2, Welland Rovers 0. And that is the full-time whistle here at the Snow Stadium. And it's 5 games now unbeaten for AFC Tottenham. So Tottenham made it 5 clean sheets on the bounce, keeping pace with the top two. Today, the Stags face a stern test against old foes, the Larks. Good afternoon and welcome back to Stags Radio, your home of live match day commentary for all of AFC Tottenham's matches. And the match we have for you today could be quite something, as it's time to complete the trilogy. Taking you through this afternoon's coverage is myself, Doug Webber, and for the first time in 8 games, we're back together. I'm alongside my regular co-commentator, Benjamin Rees. Benji, good afternoon.
You're right, Doug. This has been way too long since we've done this.
It feels a bit unfamiliar, doesn't it?
Yeah, it might take a little bit of time to get back into the groove, with build that chemistry up, but I'm sure we'll be all right in the end.
I think we will be just fine. And, the Stags are on a great run. The Snows is a really positive place to be at the moment. How crucial is it going to be for Dan and his team to stay in form at this time in the season?
It's crucial to stay in form at any time of the season. But especially, we're now in that phase where we're looking at how many games we've got left. You're counting down the fixtures and the points available, looking at this. And obviously, you can only control what you control. You can't, you don't play the games with the other teams involved. But yeah, you are aware that given the situation that Tottenham play really well with the elements. Think all the way back to that game against Concord Rangers when we were in Storm Barra? I can't remember. Feels like they're coming.
Storm Dennis, was it? It was back there, I think.
We've seen them battle really bravely against the elements and use that to their advantage. But we're coming up against the side today in Lark Hall Athletic, who not necessarily, I'm trying to find a way to put this diplomatically. They're not necessarily known for playing tick-attacker. They play quite old school football in a way. They use their athletic ability and their physicality well. And often in games when the conditions don't suit, the style of slicker football, perhaps that might play into their hands.
Yeah, they're. Feisty might be a nice way of putting it, potentially.
Combative.
Combative is a great word. Let's have a little look at Lark Hall. So Lark Hall have travelled about 50 miles from just outside Bath, the city of Bath, where they play at the Plainham Ground. They're managed by Ollie Price, who was a player up until just last year. So in a similar situation to our very own Dan Sackman, just coming out of the back end of their careers and going into management. In the last 10, they've won 4. They've lost four and drawn two. So not the most consistent team in the world.
No, they're the kind of team that generally they'll beat the teams below them. And the teams around them, they'll draw with. And the teams above them, they tend to lose to. Opposition. Generally, you look at the table and Lark Hall's form does play into that. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you can take it for granted.
No, exactly. And they're not a team that score overly large numbers of goals. Their top scorer this season is Lewis Powell. And he left the club at the end of November. So it says a lot about, well, firstly, about the fact that they probably share their goals across the team, which is a pop. But the fact is that they've got no out-and-out goal scorer.
Yeah, on the one hand, as you mentioned, that can be a detriment. You don't have that player that you can rely on when things get really tough to be able to you know, just grind out the goal and just take the game by the scruff of the neck. On the other hand, it means that you don't have that player that the defence can really zero in on, try and mark out of the game. And that can be a good thing or a bad thing. It can be a good thing because it leaves them a little bit unsure about how to match up the threats. But it also means that they're not drawn towards someone else opening up space for other teams. If you think back to those teams with really, you know, with standout goal scorers, someone like an Owen Howe at Barnstable or Leighton Thomas at Bolton, I'm using those two because they're the two top five scorers in the league this season, you would really adjust your game plan to try and minimise their impact. But with Lark Hall, there's not necessarily one player you can do that with because they're a really good collective unit.
Exactly, but they have got one player who is in goal-scoring form at the moment, and that is Alex Lambert. And he has scored four of Lark Hall's last six goals, so he will be posing a threat from, we believe, the right-hand side. We do have the team news for you very, very shortly. Just having a little look at the head-to-head between the two sides, they've played 15 games against each other, and actually Lark Hall have got the stronger form in terms of the head-to-heads, including winning 6-1. They lost. They won 6-1 here at the Snows in 2016.
I mean, 2016 is, in the grand scheme of things, a long time ago, you know, over 5.5 years ago. So this side pretty much has none of the same players on either side. You know, the game has pretty much none of the same players on either side. So there's not too much you can read into that, I think. More important is the two games we've played already against Lark Hall, both of them at Plainham. We won the first 2-1 and lost the second one 2-1, so 3-all in aggregate, if you like. But we have nice.
He was sent off for two yellow cards in the game against Plymouth Parkway at Plainham. So, look, it's a feisty team. We know that. Both teams are going to want this, and maybe that's played into the team selection today for Totten, which we will bring you very shortly. But firstly, about 10, 15 minutes ago, I had a chat with Dan Sackman, and here's what he had to say.
Dan, we see Lark Hall travel over to the Snows today. What are you expecting from a team like Lark Hall?
I think we'll expect the same that we always get from a Lark Hall team, which is bags of endeavour, bags of work rate. Direct, but really good at it. They're getting behind well, and they'll always be a threat. So I think either way today, the game's going to be exceptionally tight and we're going to have to work exceptionally hard to get anything from it.
And coming off of a game against Willand a week ago, which wasn't the easiest game in the world, but made it past that, are you looking for a similar sort of performance from the players or are you wanting to see a lot more?
I think potentially it could be a similar sort of game, and I think the improvement's there for all to see in those tight games lately, that we seem to be coming out on top of them now rather than struggling through. So if that's the same today and it's a tight game, as long as we show that same application and that same improvements, I think we'll be all right.
I think you've made four changes to today's side. What's driven those decisions?
Jordan Reggett is struggling with an ankle injury, as is Jack Hoey, picked up one in training. So some of them are a little bit enforced. And then the other guys coming in today was more about making us as robust and experienced as possible to get through a potentially really tricky game.
And also see Joe Roberts coming into the club.
He's missed a few games he could have maybe been involved in, but he's raring to get going and we're looking forward to seeing what he brings.
Have a good game, mate.
Thank you very much.
And he mentions there Joe Roberts, and Joe Roberts has got one hell of a reputation that precedes him as a real top player. Of course, signing on loan for the foreseeable future from Aldershot Town in the National League.
Yeah, and that shows you there, the fact that he's on their books, you know, he's there for a reason. You think as well about the impact that Woody Angels had in his first couple of games in the side, you know, making an impact either starting or from the bench, linking up play nicely, a couple of assists, and doing a bit of the defensive work in the midfield as well. So you know that these players coming in, they have quality, but they've shown that they have the work rate and the application, which you always want to see to any player coming into a side.
Exactly. So let's have a little look at the team news for today. Game to start with, let's go for Larkhall Athletic. Sean Simmons is their goalkeeper. He has had a late fitness test. We believe he has passed that fitness test, but they do have a sub goalkeeper on the bench, so we will wait to see whether he is starting the game. But Sean Simmons in goal. Number two is Jack Goodall. Number three is Ethan Hill. Number four is Dale Evans, who of course scored against us earlier in the season. Number five is Daniel Resterick. Number six is Captain Josh Jones. Number seven is Alex Lambert. Number eight is Harry Simons. Number nine is Daniel Demkiv, another dangerous player. 10 is Owen Humphreys, and 11 is Jack Cam. On the bench, they've got Joel Smedley, Jack Pearson-Brown, Joseph Hillard, Daniel Dudiman, and Christopher Humphreys, the sub goalkeeper. Now, your AFC Totten lineup for today. Four changes, as were mentioned in that interview with Dan Sackman just now. In goal is Lewis Noyce. He holds his place in goal. The back four is Adeolamiwa at right back, comes in for Callum Bourne. At left back, we've got Ben Jefford coming back in for Jordan Regay. The centre halves will be Harry Medway, the captain, and Robert Flukes, who recently joined from Winchester City. In the midfield, we've got Adam Tomasso, Freddie Reed, and Jake Adams. And the front three, which we saw so often earlier in the season, Hisham Kassimu is flanked by Ethan Taylor and Sam Griffin. On the bench, we've got number 12, Woody Angel, number 14, Brett Williams, number 15, Joe Roberts, number 16, Shaq Gwengri, and number 17, Callum Bourne. I tell you what, it's a strong side, isn't it?
Yeah, you can always tell the measure of a side, I think, not just by who's in it, but who's not in it. As we mentioned, Jack Owen, Jordan Regay, not quite fit enough to be part of the squad today. Jack Masterton still again struggling a little bit with a knot. Other players coming back from injury like Nathan Hurst and Pascal Kapugamu. The names that could be in the starting lineup are, you know, immense, and some of them are not even on the bench. So, you know, you've got to play really well to keep your spot in the lineup. Two changes at fullbacks, as we mentioned, one slightly enforced through that knock to Jordan Regay, but it's with Addy and Ben Jefford as the fullbacks, you get a bit more perhaps defensive solidity, especially with Addy compared to Callum Bourne. I think Callum Bourne's acquitted himself brilliantly this season, but just looking at the body types, Addy's a bigger, more physical player, and with someone who maybe has a slight bit of extra range, you know, the bit of that area ability as well, it gives the player ahead of him a bit more of a chance to have that free roam, and so Freddie Reed hopefully can take advantage of that.
It was great to see before kickoff how many players there were warming up for with the AFC Totten team, with them having so many players coming back from injury. At some point, Dan is going to have a very, very difficult selection choice to make.
I think he already has, to be honest.
Yeah, very true.
But yes, you know, this is what you want. Your players coming into form and coming into fitness at the back end of the season, so you know you're not limited on your resources. You can give it everything you got with who you think is your best possible starting 11. It's like, it does look like, I think Sean Simmons has passed that late fitness test. But if I'm Totten's front three especially, I'm going to test out exactly how lithe and nimble he is in that goal.
Very true. And it's also important to mention, and we'll probably speak a bit more about it later on, but it was announced today that Lewis Waterfield has gone out on loan to Lymington Town, which I can understand with the amount of midfield players in the ranks, and he needs match fitness.
Yeah, getting him regular games as well, so not just getting him match fit for a short spell, but again, getting into the routine of playing week in, week out, getting regular football, regular minutes. And we saw that we've seen the same thing already with Brett Williams going out on loan to Lymington to get a bit of form and fitness, and now Lewis Waterfield is doing the same.
And it's nice to have those links with a team like Lymington that are so close, can keep an eye on the players. Toss has been made, and Totten will be shooting from right to left in this first half in their all-blue kit. and the all-red kit of Larkhall, their change strip shooting from left to right in this first half. The man in the middle is Martin Bloor, and he's flanked by Derek Pratt and David Pilling on the lines. And we are underway. Hish Kasimu plays the ball back to Harry Medway, captain of the club here at AFC Totten. You are joining us on Stags Radio. Make sure you do share and like our page. A long ball forward here by Harry Medway, already looking for the on-rushing Griffin. Little push there. Griffin keeps it in play, though. Oh, he's not able to keep it in play. I thought he had. He had done well. He was running at full tilt there and already getting the better of the right fullback for Larkhall.
Yeah, you can see this is probably going to be a game plan that they look to frequently. We know that Sam Griffin, obviously, he's got immense quality with the ball at feet, but in the air, he's got such a strong aerial presence bringing the ball down and bringing other players into play that it's not a surprise to see them look at that early.
That's a good header there by Jefford, looking for Jake Adams, and it's come off a player. I think it was it was Jack Cam in midfield, and it will be a throw-in to Totten away to our left-hand side. It's great to see that they're using the Totten fans are using the hoardings around the outside to make a bit of noise. And it will be another Totten throw here. Good pressure there on Demkiv from Griffin. So Ben Jefford with the throw, looking for Kasimu. And it headed away there. And Medway clips the ball over the top, down the left-hand line. And it's gone all the way out for a goal kick.
Yeah, obviously just a miscommunication there, thinking that maybe Sam Griffin was making that run. Didn't seem to be coming. Just looking at how Totten is setting up at the moment after this, from this goal kick, it's very much Hish leading the line with Sam Griffin and Ethan Taylor on the wings, left and right, respectively. But it does look that rather than having one holding midfielder and two in front, the moment it seems like we've got two in Fred Reed and giving Jake Adams a bit more of that number 10 role.
Yeah, I think that is the way it's going to be played. Yeah, not particularly wide at the moment, our Totten, but it will be interesting how these first few minutes go. Just 2 minutes played here at the Snow Stadium. AFC Totten and Larkhall Athletic are goalless. Attempted flick there, and it will be a free kick to Larkhall in their own half.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit pushy there from Kasimu. He was kind of wagging his finger disapprovingly at the referee, but I see the referee's point of view there.
So, opportunity to get the ball forward here for Larkhall. Good header there by Flukes. Jake Adams flicks it on, and Taylor tries to get it away, but it's gone out for a throw-in.
You feel like that central defensive partnership of Flukes and Medway is going to be kept very busy today, especially aerially. They're two RC players who are good in the air, like going up and winning those aerial battles, and they're going to have to be asked to do a lot of that today.
Kasimu chasing the ball down, but it has run out for a goal kick.
Just couldn't quite keep that one in play. Very nearly got to it. I think that the Larkhall captain there, Josh Jones, maybe gave that one up a little bit. But a little warning shot there from Kasimu that if he's not on his toes, he's going to chase down those seemingly lost causes.
And we know he does love a lost cause, doesn't he? The ball can be played right into the corners and he will always chase it down. Just a little bit of a shout out to the rest of the media team here. We've got Jakob on Twitter commentary. If you do want to be reading along to the game as well as listening here on Stags Radio. Just a little bit of head tennis in the middle there and a little push on Jake Adams, but Larkhall have won the ball back and Demkiv gives the ball back to his right back teammate, and it's come out off Medway and it will be a throw-in. Also got Harry Brookwell on the stadium music giving us a little nod. We've got Harrison Reed over on the video camera over there, and Harry Good, as we mentioned earlier on, down at pitch side. That cross comes into the box and it's into the hands of Noyce, and straight away he's looking to distribute it, and that is a great ball forward. That is an enormous boot. Ethan Taylor's there, plays the ball across. Can Adams get there? Oh, he can't. That is a goal saving challenge there. That is a must make challenge there by Jack Cam.
Yeah, I mean, I punted pretty much the entire length of the field by Noyce. Taylor kept it in and went for the first time cutback, and a brilliant sliding intervention from Cam just about prevented Jake Adams putting that in the back of the net.
There's a physical challenge there from Jefford, but it doesn't win the ball back, but he does at the second attempt. And then a misplaced pass. It just a little bit edgy here in the early stages of this game. Totten can't get the ball down, and you kind of expect that against a team like Larkhall.
Yeah, they don't mind playing that. Keeping the ball in the air a little bit, as you mentioned, playing that head tennis, using their physical stature to their advantage.
Late challenge there by Medway, and it gives them an opportunity to come forward. Lark Hall driving into the box on the far side. Adi Olamiwa slips, and it's a good save there by Noyce. Had to make it, diving down to his right-hand side, and he palms it wide, and it will be a corner ball.
Yeah, Harry mentioned it in the warm-up, actually. That late shower that we had came down quite heavily, and it has made the turf a little bit slick at times. And Olamiwa there lost his footing, but Lewis Noyce read it well and palmed it around the post.
So it will be Dale Evans to take this corner from the far side as we look at it, over by the car wash, which is under new ownership. So if you do need to get your car washed, come on down to the Snow Stadium. Short pass there, played to Demkiv. Now it's a good set piece here and a chance for the shot, and it's come off a defender and it's gone wide for a corner ball. But it was a free man there. The captain, Josh Jones, was free and about 12 yards out.
I think there was another player there who was maybe coming out to mark him, who again slipped coming forward, just lost his footing. The Tottenham players were not happy that was awarded a corner, by the way. They must have thought a local player got the deciding touch.
Yeah, I think there was strong remonstrations from Adam Tommaso, who had his arms in the air, but I'm not sure what it was for. Lewis Noyce just having a little chat with the referee, and it will be a corner ball again from this near side this time. Dale Evans has come across to take it. Will be an out-swinging corner. It's a high one. It's towards the back post. It's headed across, and there's a chance there, and it's cleared away by Sam Griffin. But more up than out, the header back in, and Flukes is able to clear it out to Adams. Adam clipped there, and it will be a free kick to Totten. It's interesting. We're seeing Adams in a much more advanced role when they're in those defensive positions, and we're seeing Sam Griffin go back to use his possibly taller stature.
Yeah, using that, using the aerial ability of Sam Griffin to defend the box, and then having Jake Adams as that outlet ball to try and win it down the field and bring other players into play. Just want to say a quick shout out to everyone listening on our Podbean. Hello. Thanks to everyone, of course, for who gets in contact with us, and thanks to the Stags under 15s who have shared the show, which we greatly appreciate.
Yes, we like that. Thank you to the under 15s. Harry, is that your team, the under 15s?
It's my brother's team that assistant manager for.
Oh, well, there's a little
no pressure,
and there's a scoop there. What are you hearing from Dan Sackman early on in this game, Harry?
When they've had possession, he's happy, he's confident on the ball at times, but others, they've had a few slip-ups without the ball.
Okay, so he's not happy when they're off the ball, which is an interesting thing, Benj, because a lot of football, like depending on how the game's running, a lot rides on how you play when you're not in possession.
Yeah, everyone thinks about football in terms of who's got the ball, how you're using it, but being organised without it is so important. If you look a lot higher up the pyramid, look at Leeds, for example, who've just changed managers. You know, look devastating on the ball, but look lost without it. So you need to make sure that everyone knows what their job is when possession turns over.
Demkiv thought he had kept that ball in play, but he hasn't, and it will be a throw into Totten. Jefford gives it across to Flukes, about 5 yards inside his own half. Got Olamiwa outside him, gives it to Olamiwa, but it's a little bit loose, and that's a good pass there by Olamiwa. Finds Adams, gives it to Freddie Reid. He's letting his hair grow out, from what I've heard. He's going to do something special with it. Don't know what that is, but we will see. Ball over the top there by Reid. Looks for Taylor. Taylor cuts back onto his stronger left foot. Loses the ball momentarily, but gets it back. Gives it to Reid. Inside to Olamiwa in a shooting position. He does have the shot, but it's blocked there by Simons. Ball over the top there to Taylor, and he's dispossessed, and now they can come away with it. Humphreys gives it inside to Simons. To Dale Evans. And that is a great long ball to Demkiv. Great first touch as well. Jefford having to do his defensive work, and he slides in and it goes out for a corner ball. Quite a bit of an onslaught here from Lark Hall.
Yeah, brilliant touch to bring that down with the toe a little bit there. Took it in stride and drove towards the edge of the penalty area. Looked for the cutback. Jefford was all over it though. Slid in to make the intervention, turn it behind for a corner where, must say, Lark Hall have been threatening.
So it will be Dale Evans. I think this is going to be a pattern for this afternoon. Set piece specialist, Dale Evans, on this near side, puts the corner in, but it's not cleared the first man. Jefford gets it away. Demkiv wins the second ball though. Back out to Evans on this right-hand side. Met by Olamiwa, and the cross is going over the bar, and that will not be threatening Lewis Noyce's goal.
Regardless of which side you support, it's always frustrating when you see corners fail to beat the first man. Like, you know they're looking for those near post runs, but my, it is frustrating. Also, we're going to be keeping an eye on the other Southern League fixtures going on today. Maybe the most important for the title challenge, Froome at home to Evesham. And playoff picture, Scholing hosting Plymouth Parkway and Winchester hosting Poulton Rovers. Cirencester are not in action today. And there is one goal to tell you about, but it's come at Slimbridge, where the visitors Bristol Manor Farm have taken a 1-0 lead.
Thank you for that, Benj. That came off the chest there of Owen Humphreys, and it has gone out of play, and it will be a throw-in to be taken by Olamira on the far side. A little flicked header attempt there by Jake Adams. And now, I think there was a late challenge on him from Adams, potentially. A little arm in the back. Is that what you... I've read that out, Benj. I'm not sure.
I didn't see much of anything, to be honest. But Lark Hall, they are certainly vociferous in their appeals when they think there's been an infraction.
I love your use of the word vociferous. It comes out nearly every commentary, and I think it's.
Am I using it too much?
No. There's never so much of an overuse of vociferous. There's a big header there from Flukes. Gets it out of harm's way. Freddie Reed with the second header there, and there's a little push there on Tommaso, but nothing given. I think it was just a fair challenge for the ball. It's out on the far side with Humphreys facing up against Olamiwa. Beats Olamiwa with the skill, and it comes off the head of Flukes, and it will be a throw-in. Just seeing that Nathan Hurst has got changed after his just warming up on the pitch, and he's now sitting up in the stand here just a couple of rows in front of us. And it's good to see that he's probably no more than a couple of weeks away from coming back into this side.
Yeah, just took a little bit of a knock during that first game he played for us at Frome Town in that 2-0 victory. So haven't really seen any of him since. But as you mentioned, yeah, hopefully nearly fully fit and firing.
And as we mentioned, so many players that aren't involved that very well would have been if it wasn't for injury. Jack Masterton is not far away from coming back into the side. As we mentioned, Jack Hoey as well, who's just carrying a little bit of a knock, and Regay. So there's plenty of strength and depth in this side.
Yeah, long ball over the top. They're looking for Kasimi. You can see they're trying to make use of that pace in behind, catch those defenders a little bit out of sorts, perhaps. But I wouldn't mind seeing Tottenham try and keep it on the deck a little bit as well.
Cleared long there by Semmons. Didn't look particularly comfortable. Ball round the corner there from Medway. And I thought it was going to run there for Griffin, but not quite made it there. Just seeing that Villa have taken a lead at home to Saints. Saints 1-0 down. Not sure who the goal scorer is, but that is not good for the local Saints fans here. Cleared away by Semmons. Long, flat ball there. And it's gone all the way to Noyce in the other end. Both goalkeepers trying to distribute quickly there. Unfortunately, Ethan Taylor can't control the ball, which he's got such an impeccable first touch normally.
Yeah, he's just backpedaling a little bit there, and he's trying to keep the ball in play while losing his balance slightly as Adam Tommaso is called for a foul in the midfield.
And Ethan Taylor hasn't been involved as much in the last couple of games, so can understand maybe a bit of rustiness.
Yeah, again, mentioned that he's not necessarily been at full fitness, so trying to, again, keeping an eye on his minutes. We've seen him come off before the end in his recent appearances, and yeah, just getting him good to get him a lot of touches early to help him build confidence in the game.
Exactly. And it's good to see Hish back as well. Hish not played as many minutes as he would have hoped in recent games, but that's for two reasons, isn't it? With Shaq Gwengri playing out of his skin, and also little knocks and injuries when you are one of the top goal scorers in the league. You're always going to get hammered a little bit, aren't you? Loose pass there, and they have to clear it long, and it's Josh Jones. It wasn't Josh Jones. It was Daniel Resterick, the centre-back partner of Jones, who clears it long.
But that'll please Dan Sackman, because they forced them into those loose touches by pressing high up the pitch, not letting them get the ball away easily.
And there's a high press here from Lark Hall as well, but it means that Totten make a little clipped ball out in the air, and they can cut four or five players out of the game. Flukes with the header. Little push there in the back. There's a little bit of frustration there, because I think Lark Hall didn't concede a free kick, and then a similar one for Totten goes against them.
And you don't necessarily have a problem with that being a free kick, but you just always want to see things being refereed consistently, which I think is probably some of the Totten fans' complaint.
Harry, I can see Robbo looks quite animated in front of you there. Can you hear what he's saying?
I think he's just trying to sort out his defence in a minute for this free kick right now.
Okay. Well, it's dealt with very well by the defence. That was good commentary there from you, Harry. But now there's a loose touch there by Griffin, and Lark Hall are able to come away with it. And a long ball over the top. Noyce will collect. I said at the start, there's an all-red kit for Lark Hall. They're wearing black shorts.
They are wearing black shorts. I didn't want to call you up on it at the time, but yeah, I know that colour blindness is a serious thing, but I've never heard of red-black.
No, that's very true. Griffin gives the ball to Adams. Adams makes his way into the box. Hish has been drifting out wide. He's got the option. Trying to get Hish into the box as Dan Sackman could hear that shout there, but it's cleared away by Lark Hall. And now Griffin... Jefford is helped by Medway's physicality there. A little challenge on Alex Lambert, who's playing more centrally than we've seen him this season. He's playing like a centre forward, isn't he? And it might be because he's in that goal scoring form.
Yeah, leading the line at the moment, looking like an old fashioned number 9, even though he's wearing number 7.
That's true. Maybe it's just the shirt that fits him.
Hey, I would not like to say.
So, 15 minutes gone here at the Snow Stadium, live on Stags Radio. It's AFC Tottenham 0, Larkhall Athletic 0. No clear-cut chances yet, but it's only going to be a matter of time, we hope. The ball over the top there, looking for Humphreys, and it's cleared away by Olamiwa, and that has hit our video cam on the far side, and it's still wobbling, so there's going to be a little bit of a shaky camera angle when the analysis is done.
I'll be honest, I was worried that it was going to fall down there, but it stayed up remarkably well.
It has indeed, and I can see just a few people behind the VO cam with their blankets, and it is a chilly day here in Totten. And a little bit of a miscommunication there between Flukes and Noyes. A little bit of a stern word between them afterwards, but now a little bit of space here for Griffin, and it's just a loose touch from Griffin, and it goes out of play, and frustration there, but it
was the right ball. I think he was just guilty of looking at the next pass and just took his eye off the ball at the wrong moment, and his touch deserted him.
I think he knew he had yards of space in front of him to run into. But Griffin just a little bit out of sorts so far in the first 15, 16 minutes of this game, but we shall see. And it's headed there by Jefford. Little push in the back on Tommaso. He goes down. Nothing given.
I must say, I was surprised not to see that given.
No, and that's a good challenge there by Tommaso. Now playing the ball around the corner looking for Kasimi, but it's gone out of play. Just a little bit impatient by Tottenham at the moment.
Yeah, it is a little bit fractured. They haven't found rhythm. I'd like to see them just keep the ball for a bit more of an extended spell. Just try and take the sting out of this game. There is a goal to tell you about at the top end of the table as well. And it is a former Stag, Craig Feeney, who has given Winchester the lead at home to Poulton Rovers. That's 1-0 the current score there.
Thank you for that, Benj. Referee just making sure the throw-in's taken from the correct position by Jack Goodall. Throws it down the line there, and it's headed off Medway, and it will be another throw just in front of the technical area for Totten. Robbo flicks it up, showing his sporting prowess, and gives it to Goodall to take this throw.
I think from a Totten perspective, this game's being played way too much in the air, and they haven't been able to keep the ball on the ground and just pass it around a bit.
I thought there was a late challenge there on Adams, but the referee, you could hear him say, no, he got the ball. Long ball played by the captain, Josh Jones, looking for his teammate Humphreys, but it's run off Humphreys' toe, and it will be a throw-in to Totten. Olamiwa gives it to Flukes. Oh, a little bit of a hospital throw there, but... Olamy was able to win it and give it forward to Taylor, who's just holding the ball up there and just trying to maybe control the style of football here from Totten.
Yeah, I think Taylor felt he was held a little bit there back by the defender, but Totten have kept possession.
That's a long ball there from Medway, looking for Jake Adams, and he's competing there with Cam, and Cam does very well, actually, to win that ball. Resterick. With the ball high down the middle of the pitch there. Flukes wins that header as he did so brilliantly against Willand. Griffin's just trying to get control of that ball. And a little bit of afters there with Evans, but nothing doing. And there's a little bit of afters with them, but referee's kept an eye on it. Freddie Reid comes deep, gives it to Flukes. Flukes plays it forward into the feet of Taylor. But Jack Cam is all over this pitch at the moment. And there's a challenge there from Taylor, frustration there, and it's a free on Humphreys. Humphreys gone down in a bit of a lump, and it will be a free kick just inside the Totten half for Larkhall.
Yeah, it feels like every time the game's getting a little bit of flow, there are some little nicks and niggly fouls coming in there, and it is preventing the game from getting any real rhythm.
Yeah, it's been fractious. There's not been anything kind of clean in this game so far. Just seeing Joe Rebett heading down the touchline to go and make his early warm-ups, and his old teammate Woody Angel is also going down there to warm up as well. So it will be a free kick here. Yet again, it's going to be Dale Evans who's going to come deep and take this free kick. Lifts it into the box, looking for his captain. And there's a shoulder-to-shoulder battle there with Flukes. I'm not sure what they're calling for. There's nothing more than that. And it's collected there by Jefford. And Jefford puts it long, but Kasimu can't quite get to it.
I know players appeal for everything when there's a ball that goes into the box, but I don't know if that could have been less of a penalty shout. Like, genuinely, no idea what they were looking at.
It was two voices and nothing more. Flukes wins that header from that long ball from Lark Hall. The Larks wearing red today, as we mentioned earlier, and a little push there in the back on Tommaso. And Tommaso is a little bit frustrated there. And there's a little bit of a head-to-head there, and it's a little bit ugly there.
This is entirely unnecessary.
Yeah, and I think Evans has kind of been the fuel to that fire. Tommaso, yes, getting frustrated, but having to be pulled away there by Jefford. And the referee's going to have a little word to both of them.
It looked to me like Tommaso was frustrated, but he was standing his ground, and then Evans has kind of marched towards him and leaned his head in.
Tommaso's just being signalled to go over to the touchline because there's a little bit of blood on his knee. It might give him an opportunity to just cool off a little bit. Andrew Hanley is a nice, cooling, calming nature, isn't he? So probably the best person for him to be talking to right now.
Yeah, and he's going to bring out the magic sponge.
Is it just a little bit of a clear-up operation down there, Harry? Nothing more?
So just a little bit of blood. I see the sponge and he's getting some tape just round his knee.
Oh, okay. So just to stop that flow. Thank you for that, Harry. And it will be free kick to Lark Hall in the meantime. I think Tommaso, as he is receiving treatment, he will need to be flagged back on by the referee. And he's been told to wait by the referee. Referee's making sure that he's doing everything by the book here. It's interesting. There is an offside flag there, and it will be a free kick to be taken by Lewis Noyes.
Yeah, it's Josh Jones, actually, the captain and central defender for Lark Hall, who's caught offside. And, you know, maybe you see that he's not normally at that end of the pitch because, yeah, didn't keep himself in line.
Yeah, you don't see him curve his run, do you? Adi Olamiwa with the ball around the corner there, looking for Adams. Potential handball there from the captain, but nothing given. Adams looks to distribute it quickly from the throw, finding Kasimu. Kasimu gets a touch on it. It's a heavy challenge there, and it's going to be a free kick there. Resterick going right through the back of Kasimu, and this is an opportunity for Ethan Taylor to get the ball into the box.
Yeah, again, what do you do when you get a set piece in a dangerous position?
You get it in the box.
You send the big men up.
Yeah. But we've got yet another big man with Adi Olamiwa playing at right back, almost as if he's a third centre back, which is a real weapon when it does come to free kicks like this. Tottenham leaving Jefford, Reed, and Tommaso back. Adams is on the edge of the box here, and it will be from the far side, Ethan Taylor, to put this ball past the one man wall. Only Ethan Hill there, ball into the box, and it's straight down the keeper's throat, and it's into his hands.
Yeah, I think he was looking for the near post run from Kasimu to just maybe get a little flick on, or maybe, you know, put it in that, I'm going to use this again, corridor of uncertainty, where the keeper's not sure whether to come or go.
But it looks as though Sean Simmons is okay. He doesn't look like he's limping at all, so clearly fit enough to play in this game. And a little bit of a shirt pull and a little bit of pushing and shoving there from Flukes and Lambert. There was a free kick there in the first place. I wondered whether the ref was going to go to his pocket there, and you can see a wry smile there from Lambert.
You think he knows what he was doing?
He knows exactly what he was doing. I think the referee is going to have a word with him, and it's the hands aside, no more, I think.
Yeah, I think it's all very well bringing players to aside every time there's an incident and saying no more. I think just get the two captains over and say any of that from anyone, regardless of whether they've done it before, we will, you know, I'll make note of it. And, you know, you run the risk of going into the book, because otherwise this game is going to be full of that, and it's not good for either side or for the fans to watch.
Yeah, and it will run away from Martin Blore if he doesn't keep control of this game, especially knowing the feisty nature of the away side.
Well, not just that, you know, obviously it takes two teams to tango, and the fact that both games so far this season have been a little bit heated, you know, you've got to be aware of that coming in.
Yeah, and it hasn't ended with 11 men on either side in both of those games. As we mentioned pre-match, Ethan Taylor getting sent off in the FA Trophy tie, and Lewis Waterfield getting sent off in the first tie in the league between the two sides. And that was just for a last man challenge, which is a bit unlucky. Good header there by Griffin. Looks for Taylor, and he's got hands all over him, has Jones, but Lark will come away with it, and the referee's happy to see that. He's not going to be calling that off, and Tottenham are going to have to adapt to that.
Yeah, when you've got slightly smaller, slightly more tricksy players, you know, you want to see them given a little bit of time and space, and Larkhall are you know, making sure that they're not getting that. A couple of the goals to tell you about in the league. Daniel Comer has scored for Highworth. They've taken a 1-0 lead at Lymington. And Kyle Belmont has put Evesham 1-0 up at Froome Town.
Interesting. Now, that is big at the top of the table. But, of course, there's plenty of time left to play in this game. Still got 20 minutes of the first half here. And we can imagine that it's probably a similar story down there in Somerset as well. Throw in there from Olamiwa. Real good agility there from Ethan Taylor. Ball over the top by Adi Olamiwa, looking for the on-rushing Griffin, but nothing there. And Sean Simmons just uses his thigh to control the ball and take his time with it.
Feels like so far the game's being played more on Larkhall's terms. It's not, you know, there hasn't been any rhythm to it. The ball's been in the air a lot. A lot of these kind of physical battles. Larkhall will not mind that one bit as this kick from the goalkeeper skews way out of bounds.
Yeah, could see Kasimu chasing him down as Simmons rolled that down onto the floor, and it's skewed a long way. That's almost gone into the kitchen here, which is now being run by new caterers. So do get yourself down and get yourself a burger or chips. Or they've even got some pizza twists, which looked incredible.
I had some cheesy chips before the game and they were magnificent.
What would you give them out of 10? 17 out of 10.
Yeah, why not? I'll go with that.
So it is a throw in for Larkhall on the far side. A late challenge here. I think the referee's just having a little chat with Sean Simmons. I'm not sure why that isn't. The referee is going to have to stamp his authority on this game, because if not, it is going to run away from him. And never like to be critical of a referee, and I'm not criticising, but I'm just saying he's going to have to be solid in his ability today. And that is Demkiv, who's just drifted offside, only a yard or so offside from what we could see. And it will be an opportunity for Tottenham just to relieve a little bit of pressure.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether you're 10 yards, 1 yard or 1 inch offside. You know, you've got to keep yourself, you've got to be aware of that. You've got to keep yourself in line.
Another loose pass in the defensive areas here from Tottenham. Lewis Noyce is the latest culprit. Drives it straight out of play. He was looking for the lofted ball to Ben Jefford. Just getting a little bit involved at Tottenham at the moment. Maybe overthinking this game slightly. Griffin finds Taylor. Ball looking from around the corner to give it back to Griffin, and he's given the ball away. It's a good challenge there by Dale Evans. Dale Evans and Adam Tomasso, the two number fours for the two sides today. That's going to be a fascinating battle. And Jefford tackles Demkiv on this right-hand side, and it goes out for a throw-in.
Yeah, Evans probably gets a bit more forward than Tomasso does. But again, both of them like to break up play.
Throw in there by Goodall. And it's across the edge of the box. And now Olamiwa has released Taylor. If he can keep this ball in play, not quite. It was the right ball as well, but just a little bit too powerful.
Yeah, just played it first time with the outside of the boot, putting it into space for Taylor to run onto. If he had the pace, he had so much room to work with, but it just about ran away from him.
So it will be a throw-in on the far side. Ethan Hill, haven't mentioned him much. The left-back for Larkhall Athletic. Still goalless here on Stags Radio. You got a couple of goals to tell us about, or just the one?
Yeah, just another goal at Lymington. They went 1-0 down to Highworth Town, and now they've equalised. The home side level pegging once more. Timothy Stevenson has grabbed their opener.
I was just wondering, are you able to have a little look, see if Lewis Waterfield is making his debut?
I can give it a gander, certainly.
Thank you very much. So while Benji does that, we're back underway here. Ball played forward there by Larkhall, and another misplaced pass there. But Lewis Noyce is able to give it to Jefford. Got plenty of space in front of him, but not many bodies. Gives it inside to Medway. Now Medway looking more direct. Comes off the head of Cam. But there's no Tottenham player there to win the second ball. Kasimu with a bit of a challenge, but it goes high into the air off Jones. Olamiwa getting involved now. And he's kept the ball brilliantly there. And there's a late challenge there. on the left ankle of Olamira, and he's gone down quite heavily, and the referee has given a free kick about 5 yards inside the Lark Hall half.
That'll please them, because they feel like maybe there's been some 50-50 challenges and the decisions haven't gone their way.
Any luck?
I'm navigating the website. I will tell you shortly.
Southern League website with all your updates. You can get your Southern League Division 1 South Vidi printer on there if you do want to keep up to date with the other games. We will try and update you on all of those games. Taylor launches the ball into the box. Medway was there and it's headed away by Jones. Jefford gives it back to Flukes. Still in the box here of Lark Hall. Jefford back to Flukes. Flukes back out to Jefford. Can they get the ball into the box? They can, but it's over the goal and Jefford's cross has gone out of play and it will be a goal kick.
Yeah, it's the cross of someone who hasn't necessarily had too many minutes recently, I think.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. Nearly there.
He is in the starting lineup.
He is in the starting lineup and he is playing alongside George Britton as well, who is on a dual contract. Oh, no. No, he's disappeared at the moment. He's gone over there for a loan, I believe. Sorry. We're just having a little look around just to see where our other players are playing, which is it's always good to see. Keep up to date with them, isn't it?
Yeah, this is what you want to see when you send players out on loan, is so they can get minutes and get fitness.
And now Backheel has released Humphreys, and a push in the back there by Olamiwa, and it is a free kick, and it's going to be a yellow card, the first of the afternoon, and it'll be Adi Olamiwa in the book.
Yeah, just a little bit of a pullback there, perhaps. I feel like maybe there have been worse omissions that have gone unpunished, but maybe it's just a couple of things adding up there, and the referee takes Olamiwa's name into his book.
So, just writing that in his book there is the referee. So, a little bit of a silly challenge there. Not sure Harry Medway was happy with that. Had his arms in the air. I don't think it was a necessary challenge to be made, but he was coming at pace, so he might just take that one. We shall see. Making copious notes on your team sheet there.
Yeah, Harry Brookwell is being my glamorous artist assistant.
Oh, cute.
He put it a lot less delicately.
Yeah, we won't say that on air. If you did hear that, we do apologise for the expletives. That's why we haven't got him on commentary today.
Giving him a bit of a rest.
We are, yeah.
He's not fully fit. We need to get him sharp for the running.
Yeah, match sharpness. He's got two games on the bounce coming up, though. Jack Cam dummies that ball, and there's another set piece here. And it's a chance here for Resterick. Cuts inside, and that's a late challenge there by Jefford on the edge of the box. And it's no more than 19 yards from Noyce's goal. And it will be a free kick to Lark Hall.
Jefford just got suckered into that. Saw the challenge was there to be made, and actually Resterick as well. Just touches it out in front of him, and Jefford comes clattering across. And you may have had complaints about some of the officiating today. I don't think anyone can have any complaints about that.
What was the reaction to that challenge there, Harry?
He's very disappointed. He threw his hands in the air. It's a very silly foul to give away. It's a great chance for the opposition right here.
Yeah, and it is in a dangerous position. Thank you for that, Harry. Harry Good, our pitch side reporter, right down by the technical area. I think we might have to send Harry to have a little wander around and have a little listen to see what's going on down there on the touchline. And it will be Dale Evans with this free kick. Hard and low, but it's straight at the wall, and it comes off the midriff of Flukes. Ball played back into the box here by Goodall, and it's headed out by Olamiwa. And Adams wins the second ball. So Ethan Taylor is released to chase it down. But Jones just comfortably plays it back to Simmons. Bit of a let-off there for Tottenham.
Yeah, really poor free kick, to be honest. It wasn't just, you know, it wasn't even necessarily that he was trying to get it under the wall. It was just straight into it.
The header from Flukes did come off a hand, but the referee doesn't give it. And now is an opportunity here again for Humphreys. And Humphreys is met by Olamiwa and Medway. And it's cleared away there by Taylor. Now it's over the top from Lark Hall. And cleared very long there by Adi Olamiwa. And it's stuck in a tree over by the Salisbury Road. Is it Salisbury Road? Yes,
That's not bad, because it means that at least we know where it is and we can get it back afterwards.
You're going to need someone really tall. Bench, are you going to go and get that one for us?
I think you might probably need someone with a ladder or a scissor lift.
I've just seen Harry Brookwell giving us the hand signal for chainsaw. Is that what it was?
Adi Olamiwa has been fouled. He's down on the floor in a heap. And
I'm not sure what happened there, but there's quite a hefty reaction to what's happened there. I was looking the other way, chatting to you, but Olamiwa is down in a heap, and I think he's holding the area that is slightly delicate.
Sensitive.
Yeah, the sensitive area. The referee's just saying calm down. I think that is well, that's what's your view on that one?
Honestly, I feel very Arsene Wenger saying this. I didn't really see it.
Okay, so I wonder if Harry Good saw it. Did you see that interaction there?
No, it's a bit far away. I was too busy looking at Dan Sackman. He had no reaction whatsoever, though.
No reaction at all. Thank you for that insight, because we would not have known that, Harry. So thank you.
It's interesting, because obviously, one thing you don't want to do is, even as, obviously you want to, you know, give encouragement to your players, but as a manager, you are a little bit careful of the official on the near side, because you don't want to be seen to be, you know, being disrespectful.
A long ball there from Noyce, and it comes off the head of Resterick, and Demkiv is trying to keep it in play, but it goes out of play in the technical area of the away side, and it will be a throw-in for Jeffer to take. It's interesting, not seen this for a while, but Reed and Tommaso are kind of taking each other's space at the moment, which means there's a little bit of a gap between the midfield and the attackers. So from these throw-ins of Jefford, he's not really got many options. Long ball there, finds Flukes. Clipped ball over the top, and now Tottenham just take their time with it. Medway bounces it, it's bounced off Medway, back to Flukes. Tommaso gets the ball and gives it to Reed. Jefford with the ball round the corner, and now Kasimu's there. Got Reed for help. Plays it inside, and it's loose. But it's given away by Simons, and it will be back in Tottenham's possession. Freddie Reed with the man on there is Demkiv, but now he's released Griff. Griff can shoot from range, as we saw last weekend. A great goal on the hour mark. He's drifted out to the far side now. Still got the ball. Looking for the on-rushing Olamiwa, ball into the box, and it's cleared high and out for a corner by Jones.
Really nice move. It was due to the pace and the tempo that Tottenham were playing with. You know, one, two-touch passing, and it was pulling Larkhall out of their shape, out of position. Nice little bits of one, two, give going it. Opened up a little bit of space for a dangerous ball in from Olamiwa and slid behind by Josh Jones. But now they can cause a bit of havoc with the set piece. A very crowded six-yard box here.
Ethan Taylor curls it into the box, but it's very deep. Flukes is there, though, heads it back in, but it's out of play, and it will be a goal kick. And that's another let-off. But yeah, as you said, like, really getting around Semmons. I wonder whether that's because of the intel that he was having his fitness test.
Yeah, maybe trying to make him come through that crowd of bodies, even when there's a... You know, even when you haven't, the goalkeeper hasn't had to have a fitness test, you know, it's always difficult when there's just a throng of players in there.
So, 7 minutes left of this first half here at the Snow Stadium, still goalless here.
I will say that is going forward, that's comfortably the best the Stags have looked so far today, I think.
Now, I don't think that's the wind. I think that is somebody pulling that tree around, because that football is moving at some rate of knots. And a little foul there on Griffin. And it will be a free kick. Yeah, just we can hear Steve Brookhoff saying, get seven in the book. And actually, Alex Lambert surely must be on tenterhooks, because he has made a few nasty challenges. And he's really quite getting quite feisty himself.
Yeah, he's put it about a bit. I'll put it that way.
Just seeing. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Adds our kit man just getting another coat for Jack Hoey. How kind. It is a chilly, chilly day here at the Snows. So, if you are joining us on Stags Radio, please get the link to our live room shared and liked. We want to get as many people listening to this game as possible, and it's nicely poised here, goalless, but, well, it's a as we said in advance of the game, it's a combative game, and it's not been a bad watch.
Yeah, there hasn't been a huge deal of quality yet from either side. So the question might just be a question of, you know, who can produce that moment of magic to wrestle the game in their favour.
Bobbling ball there, put high into the air by Tommaso. Flukes wins the second ball as it's played forward. Olamiwa wins it back for Totten, though, does well, uses his physicality well there. Reed round the corner to Taylor. Now an opportunity for Jake Adams to pick out Griffin. Can Griffin cut inside and get into a shooting opportunity? He can't. And he's dispossessed there by Goodall. And now Goodall's racing away with this ball. Griffin coming back to do his dirty work. And he does really well there. Gets a round of applause there. Late challenge there by Lambert. And nothing given there. And now Jefford kicks the player down. And Jefford has just boiled over here, and it's all getting a little bit nasty. And that is because the referee is not taking control of this game.
Not at all. Lambert, it had been coming for pretty much all game. And after the tackle went in, and there were a couple of other challenges in the build-up to that as well. Like, there were 5-6 players around Ben Jefford. And I think, regardless of the challenge, you cannot allow Larkhall to get away with that. Because they are spoiling, that time they were spoiling for a fight. That time, with a chance for Griffin, just going back to that very briefly, it felt like maybe he opened up his body a little bit too early there and really telegraphed to the defender what he wanted to do.
Yeah, should have maybe looked to go down the line and then cut back because there was space on the inside. And the referee is calling over both of the captains and calling over Jefford as well. But look, Jefford, he shouldn't make that challenge, but you can understand why the frustration is there.
Yeah, because you feel like in the run-up to that, it feels like that maybe Larkhall were getting away with a couple of challenges, and he's made the challenge and it probably is a bookable offence, let's be honest. But the way it was handled by the visitors, I was very unimpressed with.
And he's calling over Lambert, which is strange, because if he hasn't given the free kick, if he hasn't given Totten the free kick there, what is that yellow card for?
Maybe for dissent. I mean, we've said he's been, you know, he's not been afraid to make his opinion heard. And ironic cheers there for Lambert finally going into the book, which I think tells you what the fan base here thinks of the refereeing performance.
Just out of interest, did Jefford get a booking there?
He did.
He did get a booking as well. Sorry, I didn't see that. So that does mean both of Totten's fullbacks are now on yellow cards, as is Alex Lambert for the away side. So plenty of bookings, no goal action really as yet. So it's playing out this game as we expected it to.
Yeah, short on quality so far, I think.
So yeah, 2 yellow cards there in the space of 1 stoppage in play there. Demkiv with a little challenge there on Griffin, but Griffin is able to win the ball and Jefford clears it long, looking for Kasimu. Kasimu can't win it, but Tommaso can win the second ball and now gives it to Kasimu. Cuts inside and cuts back outside with a nutmeg there, and there's a free kick there, and it will be a free kick for Totten in a dangerous position, and now the referee is going to be pulling his card out yet again, and it's Jack Goodall with a yellow card here as well. So, wow, what a feisty match so far.
I'll tell you what, I think half-time can't come quickly enough for both sides, to be honest, because I think it would do the game a world of good just to let the players sit down for 15 minutes and get out of each other's faces.
Yeah, they need to cool off a bit, don't they? But either way, with just 2 minutes of normal time remaining in this first half, this is a great opportunity for Totten to get the ball into the box, and Freddie Reed is ominously standing over it. We did see one that was disallowed against Willand that was tucked away by Harry Medway. Still got Medway and Flukes in the box there, as well as Olamiwa, Kasimu, Taylor, Griffin. Plenty of height in that box. Just need the distribution now from Freddie Reed.
Adding an extra player into that wall as well.
Reed with the ball into the box, and it's not beating the first man. It's back out though. And they're pushing it back there on Adams. Nothing given. It comes off the referee there. And Tommaso with a great challenge there. And it referee is now calling it back to say that he got in the way of a player. And I thought Totten were in possession there when Jake Adams ran into the ball. But it was from the last touch, so it will be a Larkhall ball.
Yellow cards flying in all over the league. But there is another goal to tell you about as well. And it has come at Winchester City, where Oliver Bailey has put the hosts 2-0 up now against Bolton Rovers.
Oliver Bailey, the former centre-back partner of Robert Flukes. And that drop ball has been played very long, high into the air, and Demkiv wins the second ball after Lambert won the header. Griffin running around like a, well, like a hare. Gives the ball inside, does Humphreys, finds Evans. Griffin wins that ball, but only momentarily. Now Cam comes away with it. Gives it to his doppelganger in midfield. And there's a chance here, and it's going to be a 3 minutes of added time here. It's blocked away there, and Larkhall still have the ball. And Olamiwa comes away with it now. Loose pass there. He's got options. Gives it to Kasimu. Kasimu looking to find Adams, but it's deflected off Resterick there. Flukes wins the header, though. Taylor with the ball. Not many options in front of him. Finds Olamiwa. Kasimu running beyond Olamiwa. And that's a good turn there by Kasimu. Can he get the ball into the box? It's on his weaker right foot. And Dale Evans deals with it. And they can get the ball away. But only momentarily, because Tottenham have the ball back in the defensive ranks.
This is what the Stags need. Finish the half on the front foot.
Robert Flukes with that ball again. So we are into that additional time now. Played about 30 seconds of it. Harry Medway gives the ball out on this near side to Jefford. Looking for his options. Plays it forward to Jake Adams. Told to hold it. Does well. Turns left and right. Adams now looking for Kasimu. Kasimu uses his physicality, but Resterick wins that ball. And we'll get an opportunity to clear it. But it only finds its way to Reed. Reed gives it to Griffin out on this left-hand side. Got Jefford running outside him. Finds Jefford. Gives it back to Griffin. Griffin turns away from Goodall. Goodall not making a challenge, knowing he's on a booking. But Tottenham are definitely having the best of these late exchanges in this first half. Still goalless here at the Snow Stadium. Ball around the corner from Flukes. And it's dealt with there by Hill. And it's cleared away. All the way back from Medway to Noyce in the Tottenham goal.
Feels like there is a little bit more space opening up now.
And the long ball is a poor one there from Ben Jefford. He's disappointed with that, and it has gone out into touch, and it will be a throw into Larkhall. A frustrating first half so far, Benj.
Yeah, however, you know, it's boiled over a little bit towards the end, but I do wonder if those yellow cards have maybe have drawn it back a bit.
I can see that Dan Sackman's having a little look at his watch. Harry, what can you tell us from down pitch side for us?
Throughout this period of play, he's been very frustrated with Hisham Kasimu because he's been drifting wide sometimes when they have the ball on the wing, but he's their striker and they need him in the box.
So he's wanting Kasimu to get a bit more central.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, I can understand that. I can see that from up here as well. That is a good observation. Thank you for that, Harry. Our pitch side reporter down near the pitch for us. A little bit of tick-a-tacker there, and it's come all the way back to Flukes, who gives it to Noyce. Got about 20 seconds left, we believe, of this first half. Still goalless here on Stags Radio. Clip ball over the top there by Ethan Taylor, looking for Griffin. Nothing doing, and it's half-time in the Aston Villa-Saints game, and Villa have a 2-0 lead there at the moment at home at Villa Park. So not a good afternoon for the Saints as yet. Semmons clears the ball long. Referee hasn't looked at his watch yet, but it's run all the way through to Noyce in the other goal.
He's looking at it now.
Here he is. Whistle to his lips. And there is the half-time whistle. And we are goalless here at the Snow Stadium. Half with few chances to report on. And actually, I would say Larkhall's probably had the best of it.
Yeah, especially early on. They had a few very dangerous balls into the box. But Tottenham had numbers back there. They dealt with it well enough. And then as the half really wore on, you say maybe Tottenham had a little bit more endeavour on the front foot, perhaps a little bit more intrepid with it, and a good spell of pressure definitely to end that half. But it's been marred by tempers flaring from both sides, really. And, you know, 15 minutes to, you know, basically get your head screwed back on, I think, is very good for both sides.
And of course, four yellow cards in this first half, two apiece. Adi Olamiwa and Ben Jefford with the yellow cards for Tottenham. And Jack Goodall and Alex Lambert for Larkhall. Benji and I are going to go and have a little break and get ourselves a bucket of Bovril, and we will be back very shortly. But as yet, at halftime, here live on Stags Radio at the Snow Stadium, it's AFC Tottenham 0, Larkhall.